Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I'm the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And certainly I want to give a shout out to my co-host, wherever she's at, to thank her for her help and her support, and certainly co-hosting this show. Announcements, we always get to our announcements first, and of course this is October. Can you believe we're in another month, you guys? We're in the 10th month of the year, so that means we only have two more months to go. And certainly this has been a trying year and a difficult one, but the Lord has saw us through to the 10th month. And we are glad and we are grateful. Amen. So this is the 10th month. The announcements for the 10th month. This is the first day of the 10th. Not the day, but the first Saturday of the 10th month. And certainly we go into a new topic. And we will get to that in a minute. But I want to say that Amazing Grace School of Ministry will start October the 15th. Registration is open. I need you to email me at AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com. And amazing is not ING, but it's AmazeN. GraceMinistries@gmail.com. And certainly I will get you your registration form and you can fill it out and get it back to me. Praise the Lord. We're going to have an exciting class. And certainly I will be talking about that on next week. But we will be, don't miss it. That's all I've got to say. So registration is open. If you enjoy this blog, please reach out to me. If you want to hear more lessons, if you want a certain topic to be discussed, we are open to do that. This month is by viewer's choice, so we're going to be talking to encourage you in the Lord via viewer's choice. Some topics that the people want to hear, and we're gonna get those to you. So basically, you can text me at 309-750-7584. You can email me at the above mentioned email address, AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com. And amazing is A-M-A-Z-E-N, not I-N-G, but it's E-N. And certainly you can also listen to these links, because this is a link which Amazing Grace Ministries certainly we promote, and this is our show. So basically you can catch us at www.blogtalkradio.com under the ministry name Amazing Grace Ministries, and you can find our show. And certainly we are destroying the yokes of bondage. So that is our handle, destroying the yokes of bondage. So basically, let's get into the lesson. Father God, we thank you for those that have taken their time out to listen to a word from you. We praise you, God, and we thank you, God. We pray, God, that you direct our tongue, hide me up under the cross, and give me what you will have me to say to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we are in the 10th month, as I first stated, and certainly we have prepared, the Lord has prepared a word for you during the month of October. And we are going to build, we want to encourage you this month. We want to build your faith in God, who is our deliverer, who is our helpmeet, who is, and I know a helpmeet is used for husband, but who is our helper, just our helper, period. And certainly we want to encourage you. So this first lesson in this month of October is living a life that overcomes the challenges of this world, and certainly dealing with coronavirus, COVID-19, or whatever you want to call it. So let's get into the scriptures and let's deal with this, shall we? First John chapter 5, verses 4 through 5. And we're going to go to verse 12 as well. It says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is that overcometh the world but he that believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? He that has," verse 12, "he that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son has no life." And then we're going to go to Ephesians 6 and 12, which is a familiar verse, which I talk about all the time. And I certainly want to do one more verse this morning. And the Lord laid it upon my heart, and I'm going to read it. I'm working on finding it right now, because we need to understand that God is working it out for us. God is making a way out of no way. God is showing up. I know that we're facing this coronavirus and we don't know what to do, but we stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, as Joshua was told in his book. Praise the Lord. But Ephesians, as you find Ephesians 6 and 12, it's a familiar chapter. It just reads, and I'm going to read it. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. And certainly we are under attack in this time and in this season. Now, the verse that I wanted to read to you this morning comes from Hebrews 11 and 1. It's a familiar verse, and this month we will be reading it to build your faith, to encourage you. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. And this is the new King James Version that I read to you. So let's get into this word, shall we? Now, life, of course, when we look at life, we define life as the quality that distinguishes a vital and functional being from a dead body. So life, meaning you able to function, you get physical and mental experiences that make up your existence of you as an individual. You have a spiritual existence, certainly, and you're breathing, breath that's coming out your nose, and you're not dead. You can reason and understand, and it's a period you exist. Okay? Now, living is just having life, or the activity or the functioning that you're able to function and live a full and vigorous life. And some people will say that I cannot live a functioning and vigorous life because of coronavirus, because of this virus that has seemed to take and hold of society, and certainly we want to give our prayers out to the President of the United States in his dealing with this virus. But this virus, you know, it doesn't care who it affects. If you get around it, if you're not following the protocols, it seems like, you know, you can get it. It's contagious. But the Lord is saying that we are overcomers. Now, when we define overcoming, overcomes means to get to a better, to get the better of or surmount, to gain the superiority or to win. Now, I want you to underline to win. And when we look at the scripture that I last read, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We can't see it, but we're standing and believing on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that's able to do it exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think. So we win. So when we overcome, we're overcomers, and overcome means to win, to defeat, and to successfully deal with or gain control of. And, of course, when we look at this world that we're living in, this earthly state of human existence, the world, surrounding world, the inhabitants that define the earth, that define the world, so the concerns of the earth and its affairs as distinguished from heaven and the life to come, the system of created things. And this is the world. Now I'm defining the world. A division or generation of the inhabitants of the earth distinguished by living together at the same place at the same time, a distinctive class of persons or their sphere of interest or activity, or that is separated independent unit. So when we look at what we're dealing with, we're dealing with a virus that, if you look at the stats are just not encouraging at all. And the fact that in the state of Illinois to this date, you've had over 8,000 people to die and over almost close to 300,000 cases in Illinois. And you see the people getting up and you see the various state officials talking about this virus. You see our governor of Illinois has to quarantine himself, and you see this, the president of the United States has even had to receive treatment because he has the virus. So we're living in a world that's not safe. We're living in a world that has problems. And then on top of all of what we're dealing with, the coronavirus, our family's getting sick. We can't reach out and touch. We in the homes and we're getting indoor sickness. We can't get along with each other. Divorce rate, people are drinking more, look like. And then on the opposite side of that, you see people that extremely selfish, that want their way. They don't care if they have to deal with the virus. They want to make sure that their scholarships are maintained, that they get what they're due. But I believe that God has shut everything down. And you know, when we look at Satan, Satan is the prince of this world. He, when he got kicked out of heaven, he fell into the earth. That's why when we look at Ephesians 6 and 12, we don't fight physical battles. We fight a spiritual battle in which Satan wants to control. He wants to manipulate. He wants to make us depressed. He wants to make us and take our eyes off the Lord so that we can see our situations. Then we fall into a great state of depression. We feel like there's no hope, and we serve a God that's not able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that he can, that we can ask or think. Because God said in John 10 and 10 that he came that we may have life, and that life more abundantly. But if you read on the first part of that scripture, you see that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So Satan is here to steal, kill, and destroy. So the Word of God says that we are to be separate. We are to show a different approach. Now, as saints of the Most High God, we are following with the government standards. So that means when they say wear a mask, when they say wash your hands, when they say social distancing, that's what we do. But we are encouraged because the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb heals and delivers and sets us free. Certainly we look at the various ones, and we know a lot of the saints that go home to be with the Lord, but it just was their time to go home and be with the Lord. Because I want you to know God is on his way back. God is coming. God is on his way back, and therefore we've got to be ready. Those that are still here, we must hold up the bloodstained banner to let this world know that God is still delivering, God is still healing, and God is still a force to be working with. Now, if you go on television, you go on Google, oh man, Satan has his claws in so much of society. But God is still real. God is still in control. He wants to make you think and feel and believe that God is not working it out. But I'm telling you this morning that God is working it out. So as believers, we are to maintain a standard that's not the same the world offers, because the world does not see as we see, because our eyes are on God. And the world sees things in a selfish capacity to do what they want when they want, no matter who it hurts them or how it hurts them. Now, the Bible continues to admonish us to live holy. Titus 2 and 3 says, the aged women, likewise, that they be in behaviors as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Now, there is a new generation of believers who are well educated, but they know not Moses. God is taking the old generals off the scene, and God is using a new generation. But this new generation needs to understand that God is yet in control. When you read Judges 10 and 2, and also all the generations was gathered unto their fathers, and those arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. We have a society of individuals which do not have the power or the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There has been no regeneration. Now, we need to encourage those that don't know, those that don't understand. It is not by power, saith the Lord, but by my Spirit. So it is the anointing. It is the Spirit of God that dwelleth on the inside of us, that third Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, that helps us, that empowers us, that directs us, that gives us understanding and wisdom how to go in and how to go out. He encourages us in this day of affliction. The Bible says if you can't stand in the day of affliction, then your strength, your faith is weak. But my brothers and sisters, not so much faith, but your strength is weak. My brothers and sisters, I'm here to let you know that God is still in the midst. God is still covering. God is still in control. God is still showing up. The blood of the Lamb of God the blood that was shed on Calvary still works. So when we look at Titus 3 and 5, it says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to the mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Ghost. The Bible also tells us that this body is a temple of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. But we have been contaminated with our senses to world's beliefs. We have been contaminated. We have been contaminated to think and to operate as if we have not been regenerated by the Holy Spirit. So when we look at human beings, we have a multitude of senses: sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch are the five traditional recognized senses. So as believers, we are to guard our senses against Satan's influence. Now, remember I talked about a couple of days, and certainly I will encourage you a couple of Saturdays ago to go back to my lessons, because they all build on each other. Even this month, as we're talking about encouraging and faith in the Lord to stand in the day of adversity. That's what we're doing, saints of the Most High God. We are standing in the day of adversity. We're standing in problems and challenges that we've never faced before. We're facing a market that money is not coming in. Businesses are closing up. Excuse me. that our finances look like they're drying up, look like there's no hope in sight, but I'm here to let you know that God will show up. God will bless you. God will fix it, but you have to believe. You got to hold on to faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope for. I'm hoping and I know. Now, when you look at the hope, when you look at the Jewish faith, when you look at that word hope, is they know that God has done it. God is there. We hope and we know it is there. We may not see it, but it's done. You know that, like that commercial where they talk about four seasons and they say, well, you called them, they say, I called the company, and then they say it's done. That is the same principle of our Lord, of our Savior, of our God. It's done. It's done. And we can't be influenced. We look at television. We hear. We see. And all of that influences our faith. And I talked about thoughts. I talked about temptations. I talked about how those things influence us, the way we think. And it has to be a desire within us for temptation. The Bible says he will not allow you to be tempted as you can bear. And that's my paraphrase, meaning that the temptation has to be a desire on the inside, and that desire creates a temptation. And if you continue to meditate on that desire, it becomes a problem. Now, how do you see that temptation? How do you get that desire? Well, your senses, you see, your taste, your smell, your touch, your sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. Your senses, your gates, they are gates. The Bible talks about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. All of them are gateways in which Satan uses various apparatuses like television and the radio and the world around us and advertisement to get you off your belief system. All right? So 1 Corinthians 6, when you look at verses 19 through 20, reads, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and ye are not your own, for you were bought at a full glorified God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Hallelujah. There are still those of us that stand on a foundation, a sure foundation, that have overcome the world. We're standing firm. You're standing firm. They're listening to this blog. They're standing on the word of God to know that God is able to do. God will see us through. He has saw us through. He is going to see us through. And certainly there's nothing that we can face that God will not bring us out. Now, we're dealing in a world that's sinful. We're dealing in a world that wants to argue, that wants to fuss, that wants to fight, that wants selfish ways fulfilled. But God is the opposite. God wants us to love versus hating each other. God wants us to help and be an example, a light. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So we've got to stand tall no matter what the numbers look like. And if we pull up Department of Health and official announcements and we see all these numbers and we see the various counties, and this is just in Illinois, but if we pull up the United States and look at the number of Corona 19 viruses, we're shaking our heads. And the doctors are saying that it's going to spike again. But God is able. God knows, he sees, and he's still in control, saints. So don't be dismayed. Don't be been out of shape, but understand that God is working it out. And I know there are some that have lost loved ones, pastors. We lost the First Lady of Word of Truth. There are so many families, so many people that have lost loved ones. There are new transitions going on. But God is still in control. And I know Word of Truth now, we're in a consecration. We're fasting and pushing our plate back because we want to hear from the Lord. And you have to do that. You have to drown out the noise. You have to drown out the world system because this world is not saved. Certainly, we have to renew our minds as in Romans 12 and 2 because this world is sinful. Now, the reason why it's sinful is because Satan is the prince of the world. And it's sinful because of sin, because of iniquities, because Adam and Eve sinned. And because Adam and Eve sinned, we were all born in iniquities. We were born in the sins of our fathers. And because we were born into sin, and because sin rules and reigns on this earthly world, but praise the Lord, we as saints of the Most High God, we're looking to go to a better place where we can praise and worship the Lord. We have decided to separate our thoughts, our minds, and our ways to walk upright before the Lord. So that means things like envy, jealousy, greed, lust, and materialism is not holding on to us. You know, if you read your Sunday school lesson, praise the Lord, hallelujah, this lesson is going to deal with Saul and David and Jonathan being knit close to David. But there was envy with Saul. There was jealousy with Saul. That Saul desired to kill David. Not only did he desire to kill David, but he put out the decree that he was going to kill David. Jonathan heard it and said, "Dad, look, this man ain't done nothing to you. He's been good to you." And so Saul said, "Okay, I'm not going to kill him of my own hands." Ooh, but y'all know the story. But David had to run for his life because Saul desired to kill him. So that's the first time we read in the scriptures in 1 Samuel. But praise the Lord, when we look at this, when we look at envy, jealous, greed, lust, and materialism, people are killing other people for greed, for materialism, because they want some type of territory, gangbangers, violence. We see this. We see this in our streets. We see this Saturday, the weekend, where we see so many killings, and now the babies are being killed for greed, envy, jealousy, lust, materialism, because Satan are fooling the people to believe that things mean more than life. But we know that that is not true. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But God is able to sustain. God is able to keep us. God will show us the way. So those things that I've stated beforehand shouldn't be named among saints of the Lord, shouldn't be named among us. We should walk in love. We should walk in fellowship. We should love our neighbors as Christ loves us. We have to learn to forgive. And, you know, that's the hardest thing, to forgive. We did a lesson on forgiveness, too, but I'm going to say this. When you look at forgiveness, forgiveness is not for you to forgive for the person you've forgiven. It doesn't help the person you're forgiving, but it helps you, because the word says if you don't forgive others, Christ can't forgive you. You know, when we look at our Father, you know, the stanza in our Father talks about forgiveness. So we have to learn to release and to give to God. And this, it's hard. It's not easy. It's hard to forgive that perpetrator. It's hard to forgive that person that falsely accused you. It's hard. It's hard. But you don't do anything of your own accord. If you did, you wouldn't need God. Oops. I'm sorry. Did I say something? Yeah. God wants us totally, 100% dependent on Him. The what we should do, how we should act, the way we should go, dependent upon Him. We don't walk in our old ways. We walk in the Lord's ways. Now, 1 John 5. Back to verses 4 and 5, it says, For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Those of us that have been adopted in the royal family of Jesus Christ don't have to accept what the world tells us. We have overcome the world, and we have life in Christ. So we need to encourage, and during this coronavirus, we need to encourage those that don't know the Lord. If you don't know Him, you need to learn. You need to accept Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins. And certainly we are to be a light that shines. That, like I said, now verse 12 in 1 John and 5 says, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. And certainly in the midst of Corona, we know that because of what we are going through, because of the various situations because of coronavirus, we can say that God has blessed us. And I know each and every one that has listened to this broadcast, this show, can say there was an instance where God has blessed you. God has blessed you to deal. God has blessed you to be blessed and overcome. Yes, we are going through trials and tribulations, but the word says that he will not put more on you than you can bear. And praise the Lord, because we are operating in the Lord, because we're looking to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, and he is able. So we are not looking to the world system to give us our answers, but we follow through with the standards or what they're telling us to do to protect ourselves. Because of Corona, we can see in our churches, the churches were closed, and now we are streaming virally. Praise the Lord. The Amazing Grace School of Ministry will be shown virally. But certainly God is just giving this opportunity that we may reach more people. We have got a job to do before Christ comes back. We've got to stand. We've got to stand on the word of God and know that God is faithful. God is just. If he brought you out of your previous situations, he's going to bring you out of this one. God never, never fails. So as long as we put our affections on things above and not on things of the earth, we know that God will bring us out. The Bible talks about, and we talked about, the fruits of the Spirit. So in Galatians chapter 5, I'm not even going to go over that one, because we talked about the fruits of the Spirit. We talked about lust. We talked about the things that the world systems operate on: lying, killing, stealing, materialism. Oh, Jesus. But we are overcomers. We are overcomers because we have set ourselves apart to go with Christ. And no matter what the world tells us, we know that God is able to do it. Now, look, there's some things that we must do. First of all, Romans 8 and 20 and 37. Let me read this. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. Hebrews 11, verses 24 and 25 gives us the testimony of those who stood up against the world systems that contradicted Christ, and good reward, and God rewarded them for their faith. We must guard our hearts against the world's values constantly. We must constantly do the following, and then I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you enjoyed this lesson, please let me know. Now, we got to renew our minds to have the mind of Christ, which we do that in Romans 12 and 2. We have to pray constantly without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. Separate ourselves from the world's values, the ways that they're thinking. 2 Corinthians 6 and 17. We're in the world. We understand that we got to operate in the world system. Hallelujah. But our values and what we think. We guard ourselves. You know, you need to know what's going on in society, but you know, sometimes you just need to turn the news off. You need to listen to word. You need to allow the word to permeate or penetrate. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your thoughts and your minds and your spirit. You need to listen to Christian music. You need to listen to the word of God, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing cometh by the word of God. If you don't hear the word of God, how can you have faith? You can't, because you listen to the world system that doubts, that kills, that says this coronavirus is killing, it's taking people out, which it is. But God is still covering, just like the Passover, just like he did for the Israelites, he's doing for you, because the blood of Jesus covers us. So we have to continue to read the word of God to be equipped for a victorious life. In 2 Timothy verses 3 through 16 through 17. So when we're studying the word of God is necessary for us to be overcomers, for us to overcome the coronavirus, for us to stand strong in the faith of God, which has set us free. We must live, and we can live, we do live a victorious life, because we're living a life that has overcome the world. Freedom from bondage. We don't have to accept everything that everyone says. But we know that the Lord will deliver us, that the Lord will take us through, that he will see us from point A to point B. Because Romans 4 and 13 says, for the promise that he showed being heirs of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. We stand, we believe, we are children of God, and he will take care of every need and helping us navigate through Corona 19. I know there's some loved ones, there are those of you that have gone through and have contracted the disease, but the Lord has saw you through. And then there's others that the Lord has taken home. But praise the Lord, they have been taken home and they're in a better place. And one day we're striving to get them. And we've got to leave this world, because this flesh has to die, but the spirit and the soul lives on, and we can live and we shall live abundant life during this time of Corona. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for those that have stopped to hear this word. We pray, God, for those that had to get off, God. I pray for them. I pray that you'll strengthen their faith. I pray, God, that a word has been said that encourages them. I pray, God, that you'll move on them like never before, that the word of God will penetrate, deliver, and set free. If they need a mindset change, I pray that you'll change their mind in the name of Jesus. Have your way like never before. Go into each and every home. If they're suffering with corona, God, heal, deliver, set free. God, you see their needs, and I pray for them. I declare the will of the Lord. I declare the blessings of the Lord. I declare the anointing of the Lord. I declare increase. I declare more wisdom. I declare more anointing. I declare this day in Jesus' name, as we are touching and agreeing, we believe it by faith. Increase, 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 increase. Heal their bodies in the name of Jesus. Oh, have your way right now in the name of Jesus. I bind Satan in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Set them free, set them free, set them free right now in the name of Jesus. God, you see what they need, and we declare right now, manifest your purpose in their life in the name of Jesus. Manifest, manifest right now, God. You said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Increase their faith, God. Give them a desire to read the word of God like never before. God, we need to stand. We need to stand in this evil day. This is an evil day. Put the armor upon us, God, that we may stand tall in the liberty whereby you have made us free. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tune in on next Saturday. We are going to come with another word to encourage the believers to stand tall in this day of corona. But I want to encourage you to continue to wear your mask, wash your hands, do the things that's needed to protect yourself if you're going outside. God bless. Bye-bye.